You are now listening to Nights with the
Nightens.
Alrighty, let's go and get into it.
Let's talk about holiday traditions and like how as you get older, they change. And we'll talk about our past holiday as far as Thanksgiving with friends, which was totally different.
Okay.
And Christmas at Five Napkin Burger and how that differs from like what you were raised to think of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So what were you raised like about Christmas? Like what was your original way?
So basically coming up, Christmas was a huge deal. Every Christmas Eve, we would open one present, which was really fun because you would spend like the whole day Christmas Eve shaking and smelling and touching and doing all this crazy stuff to try to figure out which present you want to open. I guess as a kid, you kind of feel like it set the tone for your Christmas. And then in the morning, we would wake up and we would always read a Bible story first, which as a kid was kind of annoying. You know, you were like, you were happy to read the Bible, but at the same time, you just wanted to open your presents. But I appreciate, looking back on, I appreciate my parents for making us read this true story of Christmas. And then after that, opening presents. And it was always family and it was delicious food. And, you know, it was always at the house. And what I think is just so interesting is as I've gotten older and I've moved to places that are away from my parents and my family, and now you and I are married and things are different, what Christmas looks like feels so different. And it is so different. And at first I was really down about that and sad about that until I realized that it was something to embrace and accept as just the new thing and just how it is now.
It's weird because I think the traditions have changed, and I think it's the back in the day you have like this. Sometimes I wonder, have we like glamorized the holidays to fit a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you know, even though like you got, because certain things don't really go along with technically the day it's supposed to be represented. But I feel like a lot of times those memories are kind of like those Kodak type times where you have, you know, the family around the tree, the fireplace going, you know, and then you run around. You know, it's kind of feel like we all doing role play sometimes.
But don't you feel like you had that, though, as a kid?
I did have it as a kid. I definitely had it as a kid. I guess when I look as an adult, I look back on it, and I'm wondering, like, was that, I wondered if I should have enjoyed more of the family part of it versus the gifts part. Cause I, like now this year, I know one thing that I kind of more so focused on, and like you was talking, you mentioned about us, you know, just kind of just doing us together. We didn't go out of town this year. Mm-hmm. We just stayed in New York and just kind of hung out and went out to, you know, got like a little real nice little cheeseburger, you know, spot.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was really, really simple. It was, you know, it wasn't anything fabulous, but at the same time, I think the most important thing I was just thinking about was just spending time and having a whole day where literally no work needs to be done on either ends. And I think that kind of made me feel more like the whole part of the point of the holiday is to spend time with those you love. Like people say it, but I think the emphasis on it, when you kind of take away certain things, you can kind of focus more on it. So
yeah, I guess I feel like when you take away the importance of the gifts, which isn't important to us anymore, not only because of a different mindset, but primarily because of our age, it's just not, I mean, we buy our own stuff and it's just not as exciting to, you know, wonder what somebody got you for Christmas. And so now that that's gone, you realize just how important the family part was. And I think most people our age, young professionals, a lot of people are separated from their families around the holidays, especially Thanksgiving. Maybe not as much Christmas, but for me, you know, I was on call Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. Yeah. And that was weird. Like bringing in Christmas at the hospital was very different. And at first I had a little bit of sadness about that. And then I thought about the fact that like, this is just what life is now. And it's not to say that anyone was better or worse than the other. It's just the way it is now. And actually the Bible talks about that in Ecclesiastes about how don't long for the good old days, because you have this misconception to tend to, I guess, only remember the positive when you think about Christmas and times with your family, and not that you have an unrealistic view of what happened back then, but to just be happy with the present that you have. And, you know, Cranton and I went for Christmas dinner. Interestingly, we tried to go to this place for brunch and they weren't taking any more people for brunch. And I don't blame them. It was Christmas Day. I couldn't believe they were open in the first place. But we stumbled upon this burger place called Five Napkin Burger. And whew.
Five Napkin was fire. It was fire.
It was really good.
Yeah, we really, really enjoyed Five Napkin Burger. I think I think it, well, first and foremost, it was just a blessing. We were actually headed to IHOP.
Yeah, we were going to spend Christmas at IHOP. We were going to spend
Christmas, our first Christmas meal at IHOP. And I wasn't super excited about it. But at the same time, like I said, I was trying to focus on the fact that we're spending time. But we stumbled up on Five Napkin Burger. And this is not advertisement for Five Napkin Burger, but I will say,
although it is good.
It was delicious. It was very delicious. So, yeah, so Five Napkin Burger. We ended up staying, going there, getting something to eat, and just having a good time, honestly. And it just really made me sit there and think about, like I said, what the holidays is all about. And it is different. It is different getting older and trying to keep traditions together.
While still embracing the new.
Well, yeah, while still embracing the new. So it's something. I think in life you have to make everything cater to who you are at that time. I feel like just because it's not how you were when you grew up doesn't mean that it's bad or, you know, it's better sometimes. It doesn't matter. It's just about what works for you at that time. And you have to make it what fits that mold that you are, you know, now living in.
Yeah. And I guess I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because I guess I just wanted to encourage people who maybe had a holiday season that was less than ideal and they're going into 2017, maybe a little hurt from the way that their holiday was, or maybe they're really hardcore, like, I can't wait till 2018. 2018, I'll be my favorite. 2018 is going to be the way it used to
Man,
be.
Man, I hope nobody's already waiting for 2018. Yeah.
2017 Christmas, my bad.
I was like, sheesh.
But, like, because I remember that happened to me, like, at one point during my Christmas when I was at the hospital in the morning, I was like, nah, next year is going to be different. However, if you're feeling the same way that I was, I want you to be happy in the fact that maybe next year won't be different. Maybe it won't be back to those Kodak memories that you remember as a kid. You know, and I guess this was just a podcast. I just wanted to encourage people that if your Christmas and holidays didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, then I want you to spend your whole year looking forward to undoing what happened in 2016 and going above and beyond to make up for the holiday blues or the holiday differences that you had. But rather, I myself have learned to appreciate them, whether I'm at the hospital or whether I'm with my husband eating burgers on Christmas Day while my family is there without me. Either way, just being able to be alive and present on the holidays in and of itself is a blessing.
Definitely. I think that's really good. And you know, trying to segue in off the holidays, it kind of goes along with it. New Year's resolutions, bro.
New Year, new me.
New Year, new me.
No, this year, new year, same me. Like, I'm not
what's
even.
What's the 2017 phrase for this year?
Probably, like, getting lean in 2017.
Boom, you just hit it. You just did it off the cuff. This year, getting lean in 2017. And we'll see who will still not be lean at the end of 2017.
But, you know, getting lean is actually the phrase since, like, 2013. Because they all end in teen. So, like, people have been using, like, so getting lean in 13.
So people still ain't been lean for the last, since 2013.
They haven't. And if you don't get lean this year, you still have 2018, 2019. You still have 3 years.
So until these teens leave, people are going to eat how they want to and working out here and there. But yeah, I will say 2016. I saw a lot of people on the gains level. Everybody was mad gains.
Yeah, so I
think
definitely.
I think it's a big deal.
So hit us up. Let us know what maybe some of your New Year's resolutions were. Let us know how your holidays were, and we look forward to talking to y'all next time.
Oh yeah, definitely. Peace.
Bye.